Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Get down on it.
Hey, 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 how's it going out there? Welcome back again. It's the Carolyn and Joe Show. My name's Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, who do we have in the studio again?
Back for a second week. We liked them so much the first week that we just had to, you know, have them again and enjoy the company of Rusty and Joe from Full Sanction.
How you guys doing?
Doing okay.
Thank you for letting us sleep in our car in your front yard.
Yes.
I mean, I felt like, you know...
You guys deserved
it.
It's been an exciting week camping in your front yard.
It was basically like that guy from Step by Step.
Cody. Yeah. Did you watch that show, Rusty?
I didn't.
I didn't think so.
No.
There was a guy. He slept
I just
in
nodded
the van.
And go along with it.
Yeah.
I watched it because it was part of the TGIF lineup, but it wasn't my favorite show.
What was your favorite show?
Boy Meets World.
Boy, that was a good show.
It was.
You loved the show, didn't you?
I actually enjoyed
right
it a lot.
On.
Yeah.
High five for that.
Right,
you know what?
There.
Yeah, I think. See, we grew up with Eric Matthews and Topanga.
Yeah,
Sean
absolutely.
Hunter. The sister wasn't really there. Wasn't really a prem.
Morgan.
You know, Morgan. That's her name. Morgan.
What about the principal? What was his name? Mr.
Feeney?
Mr. Feeney. Yeah.
There you
go.
I knew his first name, Mister.
Man, my high school was not like that. It's not how it was.
There was. I just read something online recently about that show. Like, how creepy is that principal? Where he followed them to like college, you know?
Yeah,
I
mean, every single
grade. And he was the next door neighbor.
Yeah, he was the next door neighbor too. He's obsessed with that kid.
I don't know. Yeah, like I don't know about you, but I'd want to. I'm like, what the fuck? Get out of here!
If I didn't know any better, and I honestly don't know any better, I would say that he was trying to make sure that a secret didn't come out. So he just followed that kid through his life.
Yeah.
Don't you tell anybody what happened.
I know why your hair is curly. Don't worry about it.
Is that a secret? I have
why
curly
it's
hair.
Curly.
Or do I have an issue I need to know about? I have curly hair.
I don't know. You got to find Mr. Feeney, man.
Yeah.
Mr. Feeney knows.
You have your own Mr. Feeney.
Mr. Feeney knows.
He'll find me.
I wonder what Mr. Feeney's doing now. He's probably doing nothing. He's trying to be a real teacher.
He's like out in the yard next to their car.
Still.
Yeah.
Well, he moved in next to wherever. What was his the young kid's name?
Corey
which
Matthews?
One?
Corey.
It was
yeah.
Corey. He, wherever he went with his wife to be.
Oh, yeah.
He moved in next door.
Oh, ew, gross. Ew, like him and Topanga are out, like, washing their car.
Right.
And, like, Topanga's, like, in a bikini because it's hot out in summertime. And then he's just, like, peeking over.
Yeah,
like, and then he ends up being, like, the guy from, like, Home Improvement.
Right.
And peeking over the fence.
Do you need me to babysit your child?
Oh, my God. That's probably what happened. That's scary.
That is what happened. I wrote it. My Boy Meets World fan fiction.
So what about Sean? What's he up to now?
Oh, my God. Sean died.
What?
Drunk driving.
No.
I know. I didn't expect it either.
No.
Now, was he drunk driving or did the drunk driver hit him?
No one knows.
Whoa.
What?
It's like we're both drivers drunk.
There was no one at the
There's
scene.
There's no autopsy.
It was, to put it all out there, because there's still pending lawsuits, there was the first ever drunk demolition derby. And so everybody was drunk driving and everybody got into an accident.
So who's really at fault?
Society. Right.
Negligence. Yeah.
All right, before this is usually the music we play when Carolyn does the news. What do we have? Do we have anything to promote? Let's all promote something.
Yeah, like on June 10th, I believe it's a Sunday, and at One Page Books and More in Arlington, Virginia, there will be the book release of Team Cul-de-Sac. Now, have you guys heard about Team Cul-de-Sac?
We have. It's very exciting.
I really like their jerseys.
Awesome. Well, basically, for anyone who hasn't heard about it, Richard Thompson is a cartoonist who won last year's Reuben Award for Cartoonist of the Year. And he has this comic strip called Cul-de-Sac. And he also has Parkinson's. So what happened is a lot of cartoonists came together and made comics for this book. And all the proceeds will go to the Michael J. Fox Foundation in the auction that was just, I guess it just started a few weeks ago. So if you bid, you can bid on all the original art from the book, which is awesome. And then part of the proceeds of buying the actual book will go to Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's research. But on June 10th, we're gonna have a book signing
June 10th.
In Arlington, Virginia. And a lot of people are going to be there, a lot of local cartoonists.
Have you been to that bookstore before?
Yes, I have.
It's a very nice bookstore.
It's awesome.
It is very cool.
Because weren't you guys there at the Raina Telgemeier and
right.
Dave Roman?
Yep.
Okay,
yes,
that's when I was there for that.
That was the first time we'd been there.
Yeah, yeah, same here. So, awesome. We both are like, our paths are uniting everywhere. But yeah, like, so June 10th, I'm going to be there. I don't know if you guys plan on going.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Rusty and Joe will be there. You can meet them in person.
We were not
am I
in the
be
book,
there?
But we will sign the book if you ask.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll sign the book.
And like,
am I booked to be there?
I don't know. It depends on if you're working that day.
Oh, that's true.
What is your appearance fee?
Yeah, what is your appearance fee?
It's pretty big.
How much for an autograph? How much for a Polaroid?
The Polaroids cost more than autographs.
Of course.
Because I enjoy signing my name.
The Polaroids are work.
Do you guys have anything you want to promote?
But I guess what I'm saying is like there is a possibility that all four of us
yes,
are in this
right.
actual studio.
You know what?
You can actually meet us in person.
Okay,
I'll
make this promise. I'll speak for Rusty and I'll speak for Joe and Carolyn. We'll autograph your podcast if you bring it.
That's right.
Yes.
We'll all four be there. We'll sign it for you.
We will sign it.
Nice.
It would be possible, awesome.
I will also personalize it for a small fee.
Are we gonna do Polaroids? We should do Polaroids too.
We'll do Polaroids.
Speaking of which, if anybody knows how to get an Instamatic Polaroids.com camera, I need one for Small Press Expo. I'm not joking.
Like a real
I want a way to make
like
instant
Polaroid.
Photos.
Like we want to do Polaroids.
You want a real like
I
a real Polaroid camera?
I have an idea, yeah.
I have a real Polaroid camera.
Is film readily available for it?
Can you buy old Polaroid film?
They stopped producing it. So
they stopped making it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, really?
I'm trying to think
That's
if
rare.
I'm trying to think if there's some I might have some stockpile, but they only come like in packs of like 10.
Mm. Well, I wouldn't need
and
a lot.
And they're also when they did sell that,
it was
like $15 or 10.
Yeah. Yeah. I have an idea for something for the show and I need a camera that can do that.
I have like a larger format Polaroid film.
Really?
It's the same thing, but more.
That's more expensive.
A more advanced camera.
Yeah,
right.
It's the same thing. Whatever.
I don't need to take pictures of germs or anything.
Yeah.
I just want to see people. Oh wait, are we still doing the promotions?
Yeah. Do you guys have anything coming up?
Do you know?
Coming up in July, we're going to be doing the DC Zine Fest.
July 28th.
It's going to be at St. Stephen's Church in Columbia Heights in DC.
As we mentioned last week, July 7th and 8th, we're going to be at the Kids Read Comics Convention in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yeah, so if you're in the Michigan area, come see us, and if not, make plans to go to Michigan.
It's not right that far. We can road trip together.
Yeah, we're driving. Come with us.
Also, in August 21st, it's my birthday, so...
Let's go to your birthday party.
Yeah, please.
I think that's when we should have the Eve-a-thon.
Really? For my birthday? That would make sense that Rusty would... That's his gift to me.
Your gift, yeah.
Or and the food could be birthday cake.
Really?
Oh, my God. Mm.
Rusty's very particular about birthday cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what are your suggestions for what you'd like to eat and then barf up later?
I kind of like to do, like, hot dogs.
You want
to
do hot dogs?
I've seen people do hot dogs on TV, and hot dogs is one of those
would
things
you,
I could do.
Would you be able to eat the buns?
Probably,
oh, man,
yeah.
Because that's double.
That's a big... Yeah, I don't know.
That's negotiable.
I've heard people like dumping it in the water
that's
and then they
so
soak
gross
let it. So, oh my god! Ew, do
but
you know what freaks me
it's
out?
So gross.
Wet
but
bread, like it freaks me. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I believe this just came up. We were talking about something about wet bread and how I thought it was so gross, and you were like, "Really?"
You're like,
really?
I eat wet bread all the time.
I mean, I think
it makes me feel
like I think it's like thoroughly disgusting.
No,
yes,
it is. I don't want to eat it.
No.
Although wet bread is my favorite 90s hip-hop group.
Yes. Wet bread is so gross. I hate it when, like, you have, like, a meal and then, like, green beans, for example.
Yes.
And it gets wet, and if you don't scoop it in the spoon that has holes in it, then, like, the wetness gets in there, and, like, if it goes onto the
puddles,
bread or something,
green
beans.
Spoon
that freaks me out.
Holes with it. Well, didn't we just encounter somebody?
That just happened at Chipotle
What's
a couple of days ago. This guy wanted the black beans on his burrito, and he was like, "Can you get a spoon with no holes in it? Because I want the juices. I want the juices." And the guy behind the counter was like, "What?
Did you want the soup?"
And he was like, "Get a spoon. Like, get a spoon with no holes in it." And the guy was like,
"Wait. By the way, you're talking." This guy has some sort of accent.
It was just funny. That's exactly how it was. It was like a spoon with no holes in it. Spoon with no holes
was
in
he
it.
Black?
He was saying it so fast. He was.
He was probably black. That's what I'm saying.
And he was speaking so fast. And like the guy
he's
behind the counter
excited about the juices.
That was combining with the guy behind the counter not really understanding English as well. And so he was just like, And eventually they managed to communicate what they needed to do. And he went and found a spoon with no holes in it. And he came back and he.
You'd think most spoons would have no holes in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not at Chipotle, apparently.
Do you know they have this new...
They hate juices.
I'm excited about this new...
Be careful how you say that.
Yes.
This new pan that makes you not have to stir things while they're boiling. It creates a tunnel. It kind of has, like, these... I'm trying to describe it, like, you know, with audio. But it has kind of, like, indented lines in it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it causes a whirlpool action going on.
Wow.
Like, say you're cooking spaghetti. You know you have to stir it every couple minutes. Well, it basically creates a whirlpool so that you don't ever have to stir.
So it has, like, grooves, so it encourages spinning motion in the water.
Nice.
That's amazing. In my head, I was like, why didn't I think of that? I could have been a millionaire. Because I can just see right now everyone going to buy one of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, just to put it out there now, I'm going to patent spoons with no holes. That's my new thing.
Spoons with no holes, man. I'm a fan. I would like that on Facebook.
Marketed at Chipotle.
I hate wet spoons with no holes, though.
Wet spoons with no holes.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Have you guys like had worked at any like food, like restaurants or any stuff like that before?
I volunteer at them when I go to eat. That's about it.
He's like, I know this is gonna cost $8. What if I got behind the counter?
Yeah. What if I just cook it myself?
Yeah.
Can I just cook it myself?
No, I've never worked at a food eatery.
Yes, same here.
That's good. I've never.
I volunteered at a soup kitchen once.
Really? How'd that go?
It was okay.
Was
somebody like, I want the spoon of no holes for my soup?
These guys are really picky.
It was me and about 3 or 4 other volunteers, and one of the other volunteers was the mom of a kid that I'd gone to school with. It was a real asshole, so that was kind of awkward.
Was she like a bitch?
She was not at all an asshole.
So she was like the complete opposite?
Yeah, exactly. So
like,
I didn't even mention that I knew her son or anything.
Really? Why? You shouldn't.
There's no reason for that.
You should have been like.
I said, I'm here for the hobos, okay?
You should have fought her.
No reason to bring hatred to this.
You should have punched her right in the face. Punched her.
Face.
I've never worked at one of those before. Maybe I should. Giving back to to the community. So you felt good.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a fast food restaurant.
Oh, no. I'm not working any of that.
How does that give back to the community?
No.
Yeah.
No, the soup kitchen.
So you just gave soup?
Actually, I don't even remember that we had soup at all.
Don't they make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches too?
We had like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and they had like lunch meat sandwiches, and then I think there was at least one hot food side item or something. But yeah,
was it hot dogs?
Nah, I wish.
You could have had a contest right there.
Come on, homeless people.
I want to see you guys. I want to. Have you ever tried?
Eat all you can.
You ever wonder if you can make your own hot dog?
That sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing tonight? You know, making my own hot dog.
Got my own contraption happening tonight.
I'm just sitting home, got my bowl, making my own hot dog.
I don't even know what that would be. You just mush a whole bunch of shit together.
That's actually how it makes it. If you look at the secret recipe
of hot dogs,
just mash a bunch of shit together.
And then try to put it like in a wiener shape.
That's the best part.
In a vague wiener shape.
Form it.
You know what we saw on Food Channel is that this is another invention that I wish I made. Somebody made buns for hot dogs that are shaped in that like slightly U C letter C look. So the bun is like basically
like
nested
with it.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Like cradled.
That sounds cradled like a lot of effort for a little reward.
I don't know. It just looked so pleasant, and everything that you put on like the condiments on top was all like nicely. Nothing like. Bled out, you know, it was just like all nicely in this one compact little crescent.
In my experience of eating hot dogs, usually if they curve away from the bun, it doesn't throw me off too much. I'm able to compensate.
You're like, I think I can do this.
Like, I think I can handle this.
I mean, it's not like the hot dog's going up my nose and the bun's going up my mouth. I just get angry now.
You can figure it out, but I just thought it was a cool invention because I was like, man, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I think of the spiraling pan that you don't have to stir things in.
Yeah, spoons with no holes.
It sounds like you need to reassess your priorities.
It's almost like you need to find an invention. Okay, for example, the whole thing about like a non-stirring bowl. It's basically like, why could you basically could have thought of that. It's like, have you ever thought of something that you have to do an additional component to that you like really shouldn't, that should be easy? You know, like stirring.
Something you can put all in one.
Flushing. I hate it.
Flushing?
Yeah, that's why.
So, how can you do, like...
They already have it.
Oh, so
auto-flush?
So you shit, and then it already flushes.
I only go in waterfalls.
Really?
So, yeah. My idea would have been just a hole that just goes to like the center of the earth.
Straight to the core. Yeah.
Boom! Rusty only deposits waste into waterfalls, so it's really hard. It's hard to go on a road trip with him.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm trying to hold it until the next waterfall.
Do you have a waterfall app that shows you where they all are?
Yeah. We do.
So have you guys always been doing like, let's go on road trips, let's do a lot of... No? It's just this recent thing, or...?
Probably within the last couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the first road trip?
We would go to more local like comic shows and things like that, but yeah. Like, when we went to North Carolina...
That was the first
real first time we'd been in North Carolina. First time we'd driven
that far. Was
that
for here? Oh, no, here's
the South Carolina. No, that was... oddly enough, it was for the release of Scott Pilgrim Volume 6.
Yes.
The store that our friend Adam Casey works at, Sailfish... They had a special event, and there were no special events around here. And so we...
There's really not many sometimes.
Yeah. Some stores were doing, like, midnight releases, but this store was doing a midnight release, and they had, like, bands performing.
We just found it sounded like a fun... We wanted an excuse to go visit him and an excuse to do something fun, and so that was a good reason. And that kind of started it. We went there, we went to...
Did they have Sex Bubble in play?
No. They were booked that night. We went there, we went to Philadelphia.
So what's the farthest you guys been, like, together?
Oh, well, all the way.
All the way?
All the way.
Follow through together?
Oh, man. I guess it'd probably be North Carolina.
North Carolina? Yeah. So what is that, like eight?
Seven hours? Yeah.
Who usually drives in this situation?
The one with the license.
Yeah.
So what? Wait, one of you does not have a license?
I do not.
Why don't you have a license?
I just don't.
Oh, that's
do you
cool.
not yeah. want to drive?
I just never haven't had to. So.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like, how is that possible? Like
when you say you haven't
like
had to,
what does that mean?
What about the road trips? Somebody has to.
Well, yeah. In order to go on the road trips, I'd obviously have to go with someone that's driving.
So you have to drive all the way to Michigan now. It's like 9 hours.
I took this into consideration.
Otherwise, I would take Amtrak or something.
I want to know more about this because I had a friend that also refused to get like a license until, you know, I don't know if they've gotten their license, but I've always tried to figure out why.
Was it a personal preference on their part?
It might have been a personal preference.
Like a conscious decision?
Or it might have been a situation where he's like, well, I just, you know, I never had a chance to. Is that what happened, Rusty?
That's pretty much with mine. Like, when I was younger, like, I didn't have money for a car, and I was pretty adept at getting around on Metro.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of stuck with it.
You're like, I don't really need it. I can get by without it.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. You know, it's definitely not a conscious decision not to get one. I just never did.
When we were like 18 years old, we both worked at a hospital in the maintenance department in the office. And Rusty's cousin got us our jobs there. She'd worked there for a number of years. And I remember one summer, she bet Rusty about getting his license.
And really?
It was like, you won't have your license within like 2 months or whatever it was. Rusty's like, yeah, I will.
Like, sure.
And Rusty continues to lose that bet.
Yeah.
Do you still owe her money, like, constantly?
She actually died. So
that's not something. So you're way to go, Carol.
You're like, so she's not getting anything.
I know, I'm pretty sure that was a coincidence. I don't know.
It didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't break her heart
or
something.
There's no such thing as coincidences, by the way.
Oh, then Rusty's a murderer.
Let's just say I don't pay. All right.
Well, let me ask you this, Rusty.
You just throw money on her grave.
Yeah.
Rusty, have
he treats her grave like a waterfall.
No, you drop. You pour like a 40 down.
Yeah. Oh my god!
This is a real person.
I don't know this, Rusty. Rusty, have you driven? Like, can you drive?
I mean, yeah, I've only driven a couple of times, practice or whatever. But yeah,
you think you can do it?
I think absolutely.
Do you have fully functional ankles?
Because you know, when you're growing up, there's always that. Because you missed out on a lot, I guess. Because like, I remember trying to learn to drive with my parents or my dad, and they would be like, Break!
Right.
No. Yeah, it's like this chaos driving.
Because that means if you were to learn, would Joe teach you how to drive?
There are schools for that where professionals will teach you how to drive. So
does that mean you would refuse to? If Rusty's like, listen, I want to try.
That didn't sound like an outright refusal, but you know,
yeah.
We've just spent a lot of time in a school's parking lot, which really is not unusual for Rusty. He likes hanging out.
I hang out
in
school parking lots all the time.
What?
He's a child predator. No, LOL. So, no, I mean, there are school. I went to a school. I didn't learn when I was 16. I learned when I was like 19 or something.
But did like, was it easy? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because, you know, did your parents ever take you out and be like, okay, let's try to...
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I went out with my mom a lot, you know, with the learners. You know, you go places.
It's actually kind of funny. I went out with his mom a lot, too.
It was nice. That's why I call him Fake Rusty. Fake Dad, I mean.
Fake Dad.
Real Rusty. Fake Dad.
Whenever you guys fight, like, Rusty's just like, listen,
listen.
I'm your father.
I don't like it when he sits down and has his talks with me.
Yes, yeah. We need to talk about this.
Get your hand off my shoulder, yeah. Rusty. I don't know you that way. But anyway,
would you teach Rusty how to drive?
It depends, I guess, really.
Has that ever happened?
Well, first of all, is he drunk?
It's a big determinator.
If he is, yes.
Then no, I'm
then
sorry.
Absolutely.
I am against drunk learning how to drive.
But I bet if you go on an open field where there's no chance of crashing or anything, like a massive open field.
Right.
Maybe you should let him drive.
Maybe I should.
You
should
see what happens.
You know what? Maybe he should ask.
There you go. On the way here, we made a turn where we had to make a U-turn, but we could have easily gotten across if we had gone through a sidewalk in a small section of grass.
Yeah, I wanted to drive
he
over.
He considered that. He thought about that.
It was far too public a venture. I would have felt like...
as he said at the time, can I do that? Yes. Will I get in trouble? Maybe. So probably shouldn't.
And we were going to do an interview and I didn't want to be late.
No.
Any more late than...
Later.
But now I'm really intrigued to see when Rusty's going to get his license, man.
Yeah.
To take your photo. Well, what do you use for an ID? Do you just have a normal ID then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He has one he drew.
Yeah. It's adventure portrait.
I actually call it a MyD.
The MyD.
I made it myself.
What's that stand for?
My D.
What? Because an ID is...
But it's spelled out DEE.
Oh, okay.
When it's not abbreviated.
You could have just said my identification.
My identification.
Right. Or you know, everything's like iBook, iMac, or whatever. It could just be the ID.
ID. Small I, large D.
Yeah, exactly.
You just invented that. Edit that out of the program. That's
don't give
show.
That away.
We just bleep
the
whole entire
curls-studio.com.
That's right.
2012.
Even though I own the show. But
And there's the destruction of the duo. Yes.
I know, man. You just broke up my ID idea.
Everything I own. I own every
your idea.
The content. Yeah, bingo.
Copyright stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
High five.
Jumping on
second
that.
High five of the show.
Jumping on
you're
that,
like free license for everyone.
We're jumping on that lowercase I bandwagon really late, but you know what? We're on it.
I don't know. So really when you guys first met, Joe's trying to assassinate you, Rusty?
Behind the scenes. I didn't realize it.
He didn't.
I want to know what that was though. So how'd that happen? You said you're trying to shoot him?
Right, with a gun.
With a gun?
Real bullets.
Like a legitimate
That's
like,
the best way to shoot somebody.
Yeah, how else do you shoot them? A bow and arrow?
Bow and arrow, yeah.
This is not
I have a feeling that bow and arrows and archery are going to be really big this year.
Really? I can see that.
With the Olympics and stuff. And then Robin Green
Hood.
Arrow,
Robin Hood coming back.
Making a big comeback this year.
I feel it's going to really make a big comeback. Archery.
I feel like also the Hungry Games are going to be in vogue this year.
I haven't even seen that.
I'm just talking about just games where people are hungry.
Oh,
yeah.
More like the eating contest.
More like that guy from Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. Have you heard that everything that he's been eating recently, like all the animals, he has to kill himself?
I have not heard that.
Is this a self-imposed rule?
It's a self-imposed rule. Did
a judge issue that?
It's almost like he's so rich that he's just needs activities to do. It's man, I'm going to actually... But it's,
how
it's,
will
it's,
I occupy
it's,
myself?
It's kind of impressive, though, him talking about how he had to kill a pig.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Karen.
I'd be killing a lot of broccoli.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How hard is it to kill a cow?
Probably
it's not going to run away.
Without a
he's going to choke it out.
Yeah. Do you think the struggle on you internally, though? You're like, I'm actually killing something so that I can eat it.
It's actually a lot easier than you think.
I'd take a bat. I'll just start go in front of the cow and just start swinging away with a bat. She's the most brutal thing.
But apparently
thing
he hires.
You would have to to choke a cow out. You would have to bear hug its neck and just.
Apparently he hired some of the best people, the best butchers or whoever these people are that or do it for a living, and he hired them to show how they do it. So he's properly trained.
Wow.
He's a killer.
When I have to kill a cow, I usually use my MMA training. I do some cross arm breakers and rear naked chokes. I make the cow tap out, but I don't let go.
He actually tenderizes the meat in the process.
How is the cow going to tap out?
With its hooves.
Yes.
You can't reach anything.
I always bring an official and a representative of the local athletic commission with me.
Yeah.
These are sanctioned under
he's on some farm
rules
in Indiana with Indiana sanction. State.
Yeah. These are fully sanctioned.
I would love to see that, man. I want to see.
Wow, that's so nasty. I really would like to see you beat up a cow.
I want to see you destroy this cow.
MMA assassinate a cow.
MMA assassinate.
Like a ref is there. All right, get it on.
Let's do it. He's out. He's out. Oh god, the cow's dead.
You're like, all right.
Now we wait.
Or you could just shoot it swamp people style. Just right in the head.
I'm unfamiliar with that show. I know it's a show, but
It's basically just...
It's Carolyn's new obsession show.
It's not an obsession. I'm actually kind of like... I don't know. I have a 50-50. Part of me likes it, and then part of me, like, disgusted by it. But I still watch it. It's kind of like a train wreck show.
It's like when I look at Rusty.
Yeah.
Part of me likes it. Part of me is disgusted by it.
But basically, it's like these Cajun Bayou guys, and then they hunt the crocodiles, and the way they kill it is they just shoot in the head. It's basically assassination after assassination of crocodiles.
Wow.
It literally is. They show, like, the gun right into the face. I'm like, plow! Boom. That's
it terrible. Sounds like a weird fetish video.
Yeah, it kind of is,
just like girls squishing
the
bugs.
The more I think about it, after I've seen 4 episodes of it, I'm kind of just, like, over it. Like, I'm kind of like, okay, I get the gist of it.
How much more can you see?
Yeah. Like, that's all they do. The characters are kind of interesting, but not enough to watch.
There's a reality show about these people that sell and personalized guns. Like, they'll make a gun based upon somebody's specifications.
Ooh, oh, so basically, like, Pimp My Ride, but for a gun.
Right, and they should cross over. So that every alligator they kill is different, with a different gun.
Nice.
I like that.
You know, I'm going to kill this one with a ball bearing instead of a bullet. This one shoots little teeny toy soldiers. But whatever, you can picture the rest.
You get killed with teeny toy soldiers. You have those, like imprinted in your...
Yeah.
You're like, damn it, he's back.
So, what's the worst convention experience you guys have had? Do you have, like, a story, a go-to story?
I don't know,
story?
Man. Like, the one that we talked about in our last episode is pretty horrible, about the handmade mart in the extreme snow. That was pretty harsh.
Well, there's always interesting situations. I think at every convention that I run into, that I'm at, is when you interact with people. When you blatantly say hi, and they don't say hi to you back. And they just walk, they keep walking by.
Yeah.
Like, those moments... Those always get to me.
Like
when they're clearly looking at your books, and you're like, hey, how's it going? And they're still just, like, looking at their books, and then just walk away.
Or, like,
that hurts.
Yeah, okay.
This one guy walked by, and he had, like, a brown coat shirt on, you know, from Serenity and Firefly. So I was like, you know, I connected with that. So I was just like, hey, cool shirt, brown coats, you know, like, unite type thing. And he just, like, looked at me. I wasn't necessarily trying to get him to, like, come to the table. But, like, at least just, like, an acknowledgement.
It was a genuine,
like,
human emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He couldn't handle that.
And then he, like, just looked at me, like, in disgust, and then walked away. And I was just like, oh, okay, am I not part of your club or something?
Maybe,
like,
he wears the shirt ironically.
I have no idea what his problem is.
Yeah, brown coats.
Like,
I hate brown coats. Shut up.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, you're such a fucking hipster then. Like, you know, I don't understand.
You know what? The type of people that I always seem to get along with well every single show or convention are wrestling fans. Whenever they
Definitely.
Wear they wear their shirt, and you know, even if it's a John Cena fan, and I'm like, hey, John Cena fan, they're, no matter what, they're always very pleasant.
Yeah.
You know, they're, like, super, super nice for some reason. Wrestling fans are the best, that's why.
Is that true? Are they the best? I mean, because I'm one of them. I would like to be part of the best.
He's a wrestling fan.
I would like to be part of the best.
You are part of the best.
You're simply the best.
You're the king.
Thank you. I forgot.
No, but see, that's one thing I've always... Like, if I were to lay out all the different types of fans, of, like, movie fans, music fans, comic fans, sport fans, and then wrestling fans, I'll still say, like, wrestling fans are my favorite types of fans. There's a less percentage of assholeness there, because it's like, you're sort of, yeah, it's clearly that they are assholes, you know, but there's, like, this there's this unification that happens because we all are love, like, wrestling, you know.
So I went to the Ring of Honor television tapings in Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah.
Last Friday. I just randomly, because they do shows there once every month and a half, month.
Yeah.
So I decided to get tickets, and I went, and
how much were the tickets?
30? Like 30 something.
Yeah.
But it was like third row seats or whatever.
Yeah, like,
that's
any,
like,
seat at Ring of Honor is good.
I've never been before. Honestly, any seat is good because it's built, like, 4 rows deep on all sides.
Yeah,
it's not very big.
Literally, you could just get up and walk around, and any shot is good.
What I was kind of amazed by is the type of people that go to, because this is, when you have regular tapings in an environment, you have people that will go to all of them.
Yeah.
So you have people that are just, that's their thing. They do this once a month. They're going to go to the wrestling show, and they're going to sit in the audience.
Yeah.
And so a lot of them know each other, and a lot of them are familiar with each other. They sit in their certain spots. And so it was kind of weird. Like, I've seen a show, but I was also amongst people very different than myself.
Like, you're stuck into a secret society.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're like, they have a whole league.
Yeah, that's one thing I haven't experienced either. Yeah, like, just like that. It's almost like the Baltimore community, wrestling community.
It is now. I mean, now that's their, like, television headquarters, that's what it is. It was kind of crazy. There were I was sitting behind a group that pretty much knew all each other, and there was one guy who was just such a tryhard. He was doing his, he just wanted to be the funniest guy everybody knew, and they were all making fun of him throughout the night. He didn't know this, I guess, or didn't realize it.
But you can, you like, as an onlooker that doesn't even know them, completely see it, but he doesn't.
Wow. There was one girl amongst this group, and I don't know if she was familiar with everybody.
Did you both go, right?
No, Rusty was doing something else.
Oh, Rusty.
So, this girl had a mini, she had a mini skirt, like a one piece type of mini skirt.
Yeah.
But it was the Red Ranger costume.
Oh, nice.
I'd seen it before.
Wait, the Red Ranger?
Red
like
Ranger.
Power Rangers?
Why the
Power
Red Ranger? Why the Red Ranger?
And you can
why
ask her Ranger? If you go to the next show. Maybe she'll be there.
When is the next show? I should go.
June 26th.
I should go because if that's a monthly thing.
It's pretty cool. I would go again. It's the, you know, definitely there's bleachers on the sides.
If I go and last you, we all go. All
right, cool. So she was there as well, and this guy was really trying hard to talk to her. But like when there's the one girl amongst like 25 guys in that certain area, she's the girl that everybody wants to talk to. So you really can't be the one that talks to her because you don't want to be oblivious to this inequality. But he didn't care. He just kept trying to like, hey, you. And she'd be like, yes. She's having a conversation of something else. And the guy would be like, did you notice this thing happened? And it's like, of course she did. What are you doing? So when a wrestler came by at one point and he just said like, hey, look, she's the Power Ranger. And it's not like they were friends.
Yeah.
He was being this creep that was pointing out something about somebody else to a third party who didn't know either one of them.
Who has to worry about actually working.
Yeah, who's
and,
working.
And so everybody just kind of looked at him like, okay. And it was really sad. It made me happy. It was nice and awkward.
How was that, though? That was first TV tape in Ring of Honor. Would you grade that? I don't know how the shows were. I actually haven't watched that.
Well, you said
you
would go back again, so that's positive.
I need a scale. You have to give me a scale to rate it upon.
Just you saying that you would go again.
That's not good enough. We need a scale.
But like as an actual...
He'll
like,
go to anything.
We're talking like wrestling quality-wise.
Would you go to a Jennifer Lopez music show?
Well, it depends.
Lopez wrestling show, maybe.
Oh, okay. They had like free like entry to win like free tickets for like to see her and like Enrique Iglesias, and I didn't even enter it though. Like I was just like, why would I want to go
stare
to
at
this?
The growth on his face. No, but
how? So I guess we can break it down towards the audience. How was the audience for you? Like, were they
the audience
pretty loud?
Fine. They were. I'm only familiar enough with the Ring of Honor wrestling product to know this, that the audience likes to think that they're part of the show as much as the wrestlers are.
Yeah.
So they will slap the barricade.
Yeah.
And this one message board that I go on, this guy coined the term barricade slappers. And so that's what he calls them.
And also the shit gets pretty loud, too, when they slap down.
I mean, when the show started, there was probably like 150 people there.
Yeah.
It probably got up to around 300. You're only going to get so loud. The crowd was fine.
That's it. So I really don't have to worry about tickets selling out.
I don't imagine tickets selling out at all. They took away like a whole row of seats behind me.
Well, this is a monthly TV taping. Pay like an extra $10 to get front row too.
Yeah, but at that point, I don't need front row.
I know, but like if you want to slap the barricade, there you go. You want to make some noise?
I'll just run up and slap the barricade.
Reach over.
So the crowd was fine. There are generally two matches per show.
Wait. Oh yeah. Okay.
And they taped four shows, so it's a long taping.
Really? Okay, so that could be worth the
30. And they don't tape to, they don't do live to tape, so they just tape and then they'll stop for 5 minutes and then do the next thing. So it can get kind of irksome, but for the most part, it was enjoyable. So I saw some fun stuff. Saw, you know, characters that are bigger than life. You know,
I saw the first thing I saw that you mentioned on Facebook was like, here comes. I remember one comment to a finish of a match. You're like, holy crap, this guy did a flip thing, something flipped over, and now they got pinned. I was like, what?
That's awesome. I was trying to entertain myself in the downside, so I would just update Facebook and letting people know, because they had to know what was going on.
Yeah. They need the spoilers.
We went to the ROH show in Richmond. Yeah. I've only been to one ROH show, and it was non-TV tape. But it was pretty interesting, because I thought, like, since being a woman, I thought that I would be the only girl.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of women there. I was actually, like, impressed. Like, I was like, okay, I'm good. I'm not the only one. And they're, like, so that's a little different being, like, now hearing that this one Ranger was the only one in that section.
Well, in my section, she was pretty much the only one. I mean, then the extent would, like, if you went, like, six or seven people down in her direction, there would be somebody's girlfriend. But in the bleachers, there was a lot of females. I won't say girls. Females.
Yeah.
Because they varied in age.
All right.
There was your old ladies and your looking old ladies and just the ladies and some children.
So there was female equivalency of a certain extent.
Yeah, like maybe 25-30%.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting because I thought that I would be like the only girl. Like really, I really did. Just based on, I don't know, preconceived notions, you know. So But it was awesome. I mean, like, I had to wait to use the bathroom a little bit, so that just shows you how many women were there.
That's the sign of a good time if you have to wait to use the bathroom.
Good line. Like, good line.
It wasn't too long, but, you know, enough.
Long enough that you appreciated it.
Yeah, I actually did appreciate it. But, yeah, I thought it was good times. But, really, there was no bad seat. You could, like Joe said, you could stand up and just sit in the back.
This takes place for those who have not gone to the Ring of Honor television tapings. If you weren't one of the 300 people that were there with me. This takes place in a soccer stadium.
A soccer stadium?
Well, I shouldn't say stadium. Arena?
Is it like a sports complex?
A soccer room.
The Baltimore Blast indoor soccer team.
I never even heard of the
Baltimore Blast.
That's their name.
They're going to name a team Blast?
And so the show, they cut off like half the field, and that's where the show takes place.
Right on.
They set up like their cameras on the elevation thing, and then there's the bleachers, and there's four floor sections. It's pretty wacky.
That's pretty, I mean, like, just the fact that they have like tapings in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Things, I think that's just pretty cool because I wish they had some sort of taping or a monthly wrestling show like in this North Virginia area.
Well, I mean, you know, in the olden days, that's the way things were.
Yeah.
The territories. Everybody would run a circuit.
Richmond still has theirs. They got a good circuit, but I don't feel like going down there a lot of times.
Richmond, what is it called?
They always change because
like a carny.
Well, they have like now they have a wrestling school down there that produces. They do have I met them at the Virginia Comic Con. They came to our table and they had a booth. Not a booth. They're telling me about like their shows that they run. But now I forget who they are. Maybe I'll find out.
Can we just make up a name for them?
I don't know, Richmond something.
Because the name may change by the time.
That's the problem. The only thing I knew that was legitimate at a time when I lived down there was Richmond Lucha.
Richmond Lucha? I know, but I've heard of them. I actually just a couple months ago listened to an interview with the guy that started them.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting.
It was, I mean, I don't think that's going on anymore, but that sort of...
No.
That was the one thing that felt like was consistent.
They only ran for, I want to say, like a year or something, maybe 2 years.
Yeah, I think they ran for like, around 2 years or something like that.
They did monthly shows, I think.
Yeah. To do a monthly show already, that's already tough enough, I bet, trying to get a continuous crowd doing that for you know... Because
get them to care. I mean, you get them to show up if it's free, you know, or a low cost, but to get them to actually care during the show.
Yeah.
To add to the show instead of take away from it.
And like, I really like, I asked them several times, hey man, like I can have my crew come and film your show. But they said, no, we got it covered. And they didn't have it covered. It's like, all right.
They were liars.
Yeah. There's like lying, man.
So what do you think about Richmond Lucha Libre, Rusty?
I would be excited by the idea of any Lucha Libre. I like masks.
You frequently wear one with your hats.
I do. I'm wearing one right now. It's a mask on my face.
Karen, let's answer this. Al has a question.
Can you read it?
I forgot what it was. Is it the second one here? Oh, I got to read the whole thing out loud. You want to get down with reading this question?
All right.
I haven't read it yet, so we're going to find out what this question is. First of all, from Al.
I can't wait.
That one? All right. All right, so Rolling Stone magazine published their list of 100 greatest albums of all time. How can they say all time when there is still time left and more albums to be released? Why not say thus far or some other phrase? Saying of all time sounds like no other album will be released in the future could ever be as good or better than what has already been put on that list. Is that a question?
It's a question and a comment.
So
it sounds like
we supposed to answer? How are we gonna answer that?
Sounds like an umbrage.
Is it over?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh. I would say like advertising wise, if you look at the magazine cover, it says like 100 greatest albums of
all
time.
I guess that's the question. How can you make it? How can it really be
it
of
sounds,
all time?
But it sounds like good though. It's like all time. You know, it's like
thus
official.
Thus far is not
like,
exciting.
Yeah, they said like 100 albums thus far. It's kind of like, oh, okay. Like
you're not
going to
say
it's
the 100 greatest albums that already came out.
Yeah.
It just sounds
so
sad.
I mean, I think like it's kind of like a given though that there is still time ahead.
Of all time.
So, all time. I think that what they really do mean is like, you know, up to this point, these are the 100 greatest albums. And obviously the issue will have the issue number and like the time period that it was released. It would say like whatever, May or June 2010, you know, so... Or 2012, or whatever the issue is, you can automatically go back in time and see, okay, up to now, this was the 100 albums that rocked the world, you know? So I feel like, you know, to say of all time, this, like, even though I see your point about, like, the grammatical method of, like, how, yes, there is still time and more albums will be released, Al, But I have to disagree with you on the point of promotion, because "of all time" sounds like so fierce and strong.
What about you, Rusty?
My thought is also that I agree with Carolyn, but I'd like to think how awesome it would be if that is what they meant. If yeah. Rolling Stone was
this
like,
is it.
They're just like,
screw
that's
you, what, future artists.
That's where I was going. The world is going to end.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're just taking into account. It's not that they don't think there'll be a better album ever. They don't think there'll be a better album in the next 5 months.
Period.
Like, yeah. So do you? So
speaking
it would be
of,
interesting
speaking
also.
Of the end of the world, don't forget to support your Magic Bullet number 5
oh, that's right.
Kickstarter yes. with the theme of the end of the world.
Awesome. That's right. How long is that going to be? How long is that going to be till?
Well, I
think
there
might be like 60 more days or something.
Pulling
like
it up. let's see now.
That's why you brought up the internet.
Yeah, it's why I did this. It's why I do things.
What's
I do
the
things
date
for
on
reasons.
That green bar up top?
Is there a green bar up top?
Over to the right. Down.
Where am I going?
Donate on Kickstarter.
Buy.
So there are approximately 18 days left in the Kickstarter.
18 days from last week. So
no.
11 days.
No.
11 days?
It's 18 days from now.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You did the pre-math.
Yeah.
Nice. Pre-math is on par.
You got to keep kayfabe, man.
I know, right?
I still got my Kayfabe Lives shirt right over there still.
Nice.
Do you guys ever see that?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool shirt.
My favorite shirt of all time.
But yeah, they should donate to that. You were going to say something else about Rolling Stone.
But I was going to say, like, how often does Rolling Stone put out the 100 greatest albums of all time? So, like, every year it gets updated. So, you know, they're just being current.
And it's always Beatles number one or Bob Dylan number two, one or two. They always rotate those four.
There's like some crazy thing about music that I saw a few weeks ago on
Where
the
does
internet.
Vanilla Ice as cool as ice?
Number six.
Yeah.
It was revolutionary back in his day.
But
they have
yeah,
a comic.
Like,
they have a comics one of that too, right?
A comics they, one they, of Rolling
the,
Stone?
No, they have a comic, like the
greatest
comics
of
all time.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know Wizard used to do that.
Time Magazine put out the top graphic novels of like to this moment
well,
or something.
Well, I wonder what number one was.
I know that we just
Mouse?
Missed the cut.
We just missed
yeah.
it just
yeah.
barely.
Yeah, yeah
Art Spiegelman's
unofficially
Mouse
we were
is always on the top.
Like one, you're like 101.
101.
It was.
100.5.
Well, officially we were 100A and then 101 was somebody else. So we were really 100, but they cut us for space.
It's a political stance.
It really was. It was because of Rusty's radical views on equality.
But all those things with like lists, I always just picture it seriously. Like we could just have a list right now, like just four guys just sitting around being like, "Oh yeah,
that's
top
what those
albums."
Usually are.
Oh, 100 hottest women of all time, maximum. And it's like really like who could say who's better looking than the other? It's like all of those women that are on that list are obviously beautiful.
Well, that
you
reminds
know?
Me of. Well, it's like you know, in my head, do they have a tool that measures hotness? Like just they can wave it over a person's body and say. You are six hot.
The only way that you could do that is the symmetrical.
Well, that's
yes.
one thing.
I was going to say, that came up recently. There was an article in Time. It was like, is this the most beautiful woman in the world?
You know,
and it was because she met the symmetrical aspects that scientists have studied for what guys look for in a woman. And
it's not just guys. I think it's like also
or
like
or
the
fabric.
Pigeons.
Also.
Like,
pigeons
yes.
On the downtime when I was working on a feature film 2 years ago, one of the DIT, like the developers there, we were trying to think of a way to get rich and we figured out we should make an app that would basically on your phone would measure your hotness by the symmetricalness. Based on that.
Well, these outlandish tools that don't actually exist, they remind me of a commercial for, I want to say it was a washing detergent, where they would hold this stinkometer of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
What is
the
that?
Shirt. I don't know what it was.
It was
really
about
smelly.
Making it super fresh, and so they had two shirts next to each
super
other,
fresh.
And they had this wand, and they would wave it over the armpits, and on the leading brand,
like, beep, beep, beep,
it was like, and the light lit up.
This is stinky. And the other one, like for Tide or whatever, it would be like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Like the computer was like, this stinks.
Carolyn, did you say now there's like an app or something where they can, like it tells you how many like blonde girls are in like a store or something
like
that?
Facial recognition and hotness and all this. There's this app now, I don't know the name of it, I didn't research it like in depth because I'm not going to download it, but it's basically like, apparently there's cameras already hooked up at bars and clubs. You'll come in and it will scan your face, probably based on like those points. But it won't know certain things about you, but it would basically know your age range, the color of your hair, maybe like your height or stuff like that. Really basic stuff. So if a guy was to describe, my perfect woman is in like, you know, 20s and blonde, skinny, Like, let's just say that. You know, so basically it will count how many women are in each bar at that time.
Does it count their limbs and appendages? Because some people have specific needs.
Yeah, I don't know if it goes that far into it, but I'm personally kind of against that because it's like, first of all, as a woman, no woman is going to even have that app to look at guys. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, where are all the men at?
I think they will.
No.
I shot a music video totally where they clearly will have that.
But I think it's more for guys to stalk women, because then they'll be like, oh, all the bitches in this club.
Are
you
there
know,
girl
like,
stalkers? There are girl stalkers.
There
though.
Are girl stalkers, oh, yeah. But
right, Russ,
not...
Was that the
but they are.
Right,
wow. But they usually...
Right, Russ?
But they right, usually stalk, like, a certain person. You know, like, they'll stalk a certain person to be like, oh, I
what
really
are groupies?
Like
groupies
Tom
are
Cruise,
stalkers.
Or I really like Tommy Lee or something, you know, and then they'll go and, like, go after Tommy Lee, because they know that they can have a chance with him.
What's the name of the app, Where Them Bitches At?
Yeah, where Them Bitches At.
Yeah, with the at symbol.
But we're like but a guy, bitches with a Z, and, like, but, like, a guy, or it could be called I Bitches.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
But, like, a guy, I think, would go after, like, a regular... Like, you know, like anybody, really, you know, like any female. Like, I think a guy would look them up. But anyway,
guys don't care.
But have you seen on Facebook how they can already recognize you? Like, on the sidebar, it says, is this you in the photo?
Oh,
it,
yeah.
Like, knows your facial recognition, which is already kind of freaky. But I can imagine 5 to 10 years from now in the future, you'll rock into a club and then they'll be like...
You'll rock into a club.
Yeah.
Rusty.
Yeah.
Like,
you'll rock into a club. And then it'll be like, Rusty is here, and it will ID you from Facebook,
that's
and it
how,
will already know
well,
that you're somewhere.
That how
that's
they got
creepy.
That restraining order put against you?
Exactly.
Facebook identified you in this family's photos. Oh. In the background
they,
of like
they saw me in
them.
The bushes behind them.
Isn't that
they're
Rusty?
They're like, that's him throwing up in the
but
back.
But they do have something similar to that right now at the Super Bowl every year. They've done it, I think, 2 years now, where they do face recognition for everybody that walks through the gates, and they use it to look for people with outstanding warrants or people like on terrorism watch lists and things like that.
Like, yeah, but
or people with really good symmetry.
Yes.
But
the hot meter's going on.
But the thing that annoys me though is, like, let's be honest, Facebook started because it was around to rank women. Like, that's how it started. It was who's hot or not from a college.
We got 101 on that list as well.
Awesome. A 101
A as a team.
Yes.
as a team.
Our combined scores were 100.
It's like either one of
double
us on our
man.
Own. The symmetry is like a car accident.
Yeah.
But if you combine us like Megatron, not Megatron, I mean Voltron.
Voltron.
If you combine us like Megatron, I'm a gun.
Oh.
Top half of a body and the bottom half of a body.
But don't you think it's kind of weird that like Facebook is like obviously changed the world? Like now you can buy stock in it. And it's like owns the world, and it all started just from ranking girls. And then now
I think that's
have
how
this
everything
app.
Good starts.
Ranking girls?
Yeah, absolutely.
But now you have this app.
That's how KFC started.
That, like, now you have this app that, like, you can see, like, where the girl's at, you know, where the bitch is at, and it's
where
like...
Where the bitch is at?
And
I'm going to name this show that title.
Where them bitches at?
Where them bitches at? And, like... But it's kind of annoying, too, because I know I can see through the future, and I know that that's what's going to happen. It will ID you, and it will say, you know, Rusty, Joe, and Carolyn just walked into Small Press Expo. You know, and it will already log us in. We don't need to have Foursquare or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what's going to
happen.
We don't
need Foursquare now.
I know, but it will just combine and merge, and it will all be Facebook, and they will already ID everywhere you go. That's kind of frustrating,
it's like
though.
Cerebro.
That's what's going to happen. I'm serious.
It
it's going
like
to happen in our lifetime.
Sounds like you're terrified of the future.
I'm not terrified of the future. I'm just like, and I don't really have anything to hide. Like, okay, Carolyn's
you know who
safe
says
way.
That? You know who says that? People with something to hide.
Terrorists like me.
Yeah. Like,
that's actually my other favorite band from the 90s.
Terrorists like me. Yeah.
That's going to be the new book instead of Black Like Me. It's Terrorists Like Me. But like,
where the bitches at?
Where them bitches at?
I know. I have
know,
an
like,
app.
You're like not remotely. You're not remotely like at odds with it, just knowing that people are being
I have
tracked.
I know a lot of people. I'm friends with quite a number of them that have serious issues with the way you can be tracked and monitored and how so much of your life is broadcast, you know, in a way to kind of, you know, your timeline is for everybody to see. And personally, I don't have issues with that, but that it's also because I haven't encountered it in a bad way. The first time something like that bites me in the ass, be the first time I'll be like, what? This is too much. We've gone too far.
Delete.
But my thing
turn off the internet.
My thing for a lot of it too is, unless it's like stolen information, it's mostly stuff that you put out there.
What if it's just borrowed?
all right, if they give it back.
But would that happen? Like, I'm if they take it to the next knowledge. Level, like where if the they bitches start at? Like, put them bitches putting back. It out
yeah,
there without
no, like,
your knowledge.
Like if they just, like you said, if it was a public place and they just recognized you and put you out there, like that's messed up. But with Facebook and things like that, people are like,
you know, it's all about what you put
did
out.
You know they can go in there and find your phone number? And I'm like, not unless you put your damn phone number on the account.
And that's always got me when they're talking about on like on the, if somebody Googles you, they can find your address. If it's in the yellow pages, it's now online.
Yeah.
You didn't have a problem when your name was in a book.
My favorite part is on like Facebook when they have their phone numbers out there and like everything basically.
Yeah.
When I first got my first smartphone, and I installed the Facebook app, and it tried to sync all of my contacts.
Oh!
All of a sudden, I had phone numbers I did not actually have. Like, I had these people's phone numbers, and I was not given them. Facebook is trying to get me in trouble.
You're like, well, I've got you all now. You tried to run.
Set me up.
I think for a girl, it's a little different, especially, like, young girls and college-age girls.
It's very
or
different.
Teenagers.
Like, yes.
Or teenagers. Well, like, they first of all, they need to start training people of how to... they need to start training people, like, how to use it properly. Because I think like young people don't know, and they don't know that everything is
like
permanent.
Especially like younger kids that grew up in a more internet friendly environment. You know, they don't have the idea of the way it used to be when your name and your pictures and everything weren't just out there.
So. Yeah, well, and then also like if you go on vacation, like what if somebody really wants to steal something from your house or I don't know
what
they want.
Well, that's happened.
Like,
actually, people will monitor.
Oh, and it'll
your
be like
is your four square.
This would be the next Home Alone movie.
Going to Canada for 5 days, LOL, and people are like, "Sweet, we're gonna rob the hell out of your house."
Yeah, and even like some of those people are supposedly friends, you know. So it's like that's terrible too.
Dude, this would make a good Home Alone 4,
right?
5.
Kevin,
it's so easy to do it now.
You can cast Macaulay Culkin in it again.
He could be one of the robbers now.
Yeah, that would be awesome, man. I wouldn't pay to see it.
Macaulay, you're gonna play a down on his luck drug addict who's gonna rob this family.
And he's like, great, I already am.
He's like,
you know they're gonna do that shot.
The thing with kids and all the stuff that they post online is that they don't really have any foresight of the world beyond that moment. And that's just the way their brains work.
That's all they know.
Yeah, their brains aren't formed enough to know about consequences.
And also, like, a lot of young girls really want that attention from men. Like,
so does
no
Rusty.
What.
Yeah.
Rusty loves that attention.
Is Full Sanction going to do something to teach people about the internet?
Well, I am going to start taking boudoir photos.
I'll take those photos for you, man.
Okay, hey, it's going to get creepy up in here.
You don't need to take those shots, guys.
Where are them bitches at? In the changing room.
It's going to look like just like in Aliens where you can see like the scale and you see the dots of where all the ladies are located.
Rusty loves getting his x-ray taken at the airport.
Yeah.
Full body scan.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining the show, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, astrayproductions.com, curls-studio.com. What's your website, guys?
Fullsanction.com and youtube.com/FullsanctionCMX, which is short for...
comics.
Well, thanks for being here. Catch you later, Carolyn. Catch you later, guys. Thanks for being on.
Thanks.
See you in Ann Arbor, Michigan.